Hi, this is Jerry, and I would like to talk a little bit about the G major pentatonic scale. I don't know. To me, I think the G major pentatonic scale was kind of an important scale for me. I mean, I'm an improviser, you know, to begin with, but without using the G major pentatonic scale, I don't think I would be able to improvise as well as I do now. But maybe not. Maybe something else. You know, they got me hooked on improvising. I don't know. But I'll tell you what about the G major pentatonic scale. It allows you to play in G. Everything's got to be in G. It allows you to play anything, any tune, that is in G. So I can play a G, C, D. I can play a G, F, C, D. I can play anything, as long as it starts in the key of G. I'll show you here in a little bit about it. But the notes on the G major pentatonic scale are G, A, B, D, E. So the G being your lowest string, G, open, D, let's start back up. So it's G, open, A, first finger, B, second finger, your open D, and your closed E on the D string. That's your first finger. That's pretty much it either. If you want to go at a second octave, they're just the same notes. They are just the same notes. What I'm going to play is that I'm going to play over all these chords. Even minors work for this stuff, as long as they're relative to the key of G. Pentatonics have their own unique way of playing them. So the G is going to be the chords that it describes. A is going to be different notes. D is going to be even different notes. But to play these pentatonics is that, I know a lot about pentatonics. I know a lot about scales and stuff like that. But if I didn't play the pentatonics along with my music, I wouldn't be able to play. Well, you take like Sally Gooden. What key is that in? A. Is that all the notes that you hear, you know, fiddle player playing all these notes and all that stuff. You know what he's playing? Pentatonics. Mostly pentatonics. Orange Blossom Special. Take that. That's in the key of E. You hear a fiddle player playing all this stuff all around, you know, Orange Blossom Special. You know what he's playing? Pentatonics. And the list goes on and on. The Allman Brothers use pentatonics. You listen to all their beautiful music. Most of what they play were pentatonics. You listen to bluegrass. And most, if not all, bluegrass players play pentatonics. Folk music uses pentatonics. Country music uses pentatonics. The list goes on. Now, I'm not going to play these as linear, because like sticking to the scale or whatever. I'm going to play these randomly, you know, so I'll just pick the notes, but I'm still going to be playing everything is in within the scale. Everything is in within the scale. So here we go. Hang on. Thank you. playing the G major pentatonic scale is really an important chord or important scale for you to learn, because you can play over all these different chords just with one simple scale. There's no need to learn any other scales. Some people say that you have to learn the G major scale, the C major scale, and the D major scale for a triad all at the same, or at different times. No, you don't either. No, you don't. Is that you can play just this G major pentatonic scale over all those chord changes. Just think, if you were to go to your grandma's house this weekend and someone picks up a guitar and they started playing in G, what are you going to play? Simple. All you got to do is play this scale, and it covers every chord in the key of G. I ain't kidding you. Every chord that can be played in the key of G is covered by this scale. Pretty neat, isn't it? Anyway, have fun fiddling.